This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Congress made some headway on one issue but not another yesterday as the Senate made sure the government didn't stumble into a government shutdown. Lawmakers are supposed to finish work on the budget for the new fiscal year by today, but that has not happened since 1996, so the Congress approved a temporary budget until December 11th. Meanwhile, there were some talks yesterday between the Speaker of the House and the Treasury Secretary on a coronavirus relief measure. But it's still not clear if anything is really going to get done on that, especially with the elections in just over a month. In the aftermath of the first Trump-Biden debate, the commission which runs the debates now wants changes to make sure there's not a repeat of the interruptions we saw first from President Trump and then Joe Biden. The president's game plan from the start was to repeatedly interrupt Biden, most likely an effort to spur some kind of verbal mistake, though it didn't really work. Some quickly suggested turning off the microphone of the person who is not speaking, but if you're up on stage, that person could still interrupt you even with the microphone off. The next debate is a town hall format with questions from voters on October 15th. I know there's a lot of people criticizing the job that Chris Wallace did as the moderator of the first Trump-Biden debate, but I'm not quite sure what else Wallace could have really done to keep things on track. With President Trump using a strategy which involved repeatedly interrupting Biden, and then Biden doing the same in response to the president, Wallace lost control of the debate pretty fast on Tuesday night. In an interview with the New York Times, Wallace said he was slow to realize the president was just going to keep interrupting, as we'll see in 2 weeks whether any rules changes really make any difference.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.